VoiceRepublic.com, home to the spoken word.
We After Work.
The podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We After Work, the podcast with Dani and Manu.
Ihr werdet euch jetzt wahrscheinlich fragen, was ist jetzt gerade los? Warum redet dieser Kerl so gut auf Englisch und sind wir jetzt irgendwie ein englischer Podcast? Naja, wir haben ja kein Konzept. Das ist ja unser Konzept des Podcasts, kein Konzept zu haben. Und deswegen dachten wir, machen wir einfach mal heute eine Folge auf Englisch und über Serien.
That's right. So today we're going to talk a little bit about TV shows. Yes. In particular about Jessica Jones, season 2.
How to Get Away with Murder, the
season,
what is it?
Season 4, first, right?
Season? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, a little bit about The Walking Dead, because the season 8 finale is,
coming on Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sunday
so night. Today is Friday, and we're quite late with the podcast.
Yeah, this week.
I was on vacation and in Frankfurt, so yeah, but now I'm finally back, and yeah. We're sitting here. Drinking tea, mm-hmm. Very British.
That's true. And outside it's really great. Spring is finally here after Easter. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say let's cut right to mm-hmm. Our shows, right?
Because
We both finished watching Jessica Jones, even though it's been out for a month now, I think. Mm-hmm. We've both finished season 2 of Jessica Jones, I think week ago or something, and me yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yesterday.
Mm-hmm, the last, the final episode.
Yeah, I think that the whole second season was completed on Netflix. So
right.
We didn't have to wait like 1 week or something for the next episode.
We actually didn't,
so
but...
I binge-watched. Yeah. It, I think, in 3 days or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. I liked it a lot.
Did you like it better or worse?
No,
or...
not better.
Not better than the first season?
No, because my favorite character...
Kilgrave,
yeah, sorry. It's my favorite character, but I normally forget every name. I wasn't there anymore because he's dead now.
That's
but
true.
He was there in episode 9 or something.
11, actually,
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 10? 10 or 11, I think. Season 2 had 13 episodes, he had a cameo.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah. I was happy then.
Oh, and by the way, it's not a spoiler-free podcast, so you better switch off if you don't want to be spoiled.
<Sorry.
right? laughs> No, but you're right. It was a cameo, even though it was because he's dead clearly. Mm-hmm. It was just a kind of hallucination that Jessica had, right? Her fears or her...
The bad angel on her side of the
shoulder. Oh, right. Like the devil on her shoulder,
The devil on her shoulder.
Who wanted to convince her that she's actually a murderer and that she will do it again.
She's
like,
not a hero.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool cameo, I think. I was also like, oh my god.
Yeah, I was...
It's Kilgrave.
Because I think Jessica Jones is so good because of him. That's why the second season can't be as good as the first one.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I also think he contributed a lot to the success and the coolness of Jessica Jones season 1. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was happy when I watched the episode with him, but I was also a bit sad because I knew that it's just a hallucination of Jessica Jones and.
Yeah.
He won't be there for more episodes. Or maybe he will, but he's dead, so...
That's true, yeah. Even though you never know in Marvel shows or, like, in Supernatural or... Or hero shows, maybe the dead come back from... back to life from the dead, like...
Like with Daredevil, for example. Daredevil was dead at the end of the... What was the show with...
The Defenders.
The Defenders. He is dead with... his lover, stupid...
fucking Elektra.
Elektra, yeah. Elektra was dead, but then she was alive again, and also Daredevil.
Oh, in the newest in the new season of Daredevil, or
no,
where?
But that was the end of the
of the Defenders.
The show, yeah, of the Defenders. That he was in the building with Elektra,
and probably dead. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was an explosion, and everyone thought that they're both dead.
But in the newest season of Daredevil, he's back to life, or what?
No, there's no new season of Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
But there are two seasons, but they're before the Defenders, the season came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, he could be dead, couldn't he?
No.
You mean, like...
No, I see. It's too much time. Like, when did we watch it? I think it's half a year ago now.
Yeah.
But I... can remember that there was a scene at the end that he's still alive.
Oh, really? I don't
think
remember that.
So.
Ah, okay, maybe you're right. I was confused for a second. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, you're right. Probably,
of course.
Most heroes don't stay dead.
Yeah.
Okay. But...
like with Batman and Superman. Do
oh,
you
God.
Remember the movie?
Batman versus Superman. Worst movie ever.
Superman was dead. And since then, my dad also watched the movie because he's a big fan of Batman and Superman,
cool.
Actually, but he prefers Batman.
Yeah,
and
he's cooler
said,
too.
No, Superman
in
is
my
dead.
Opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I said, no, he's not dead because at the end of the movie you can see that the like something on the grave, at the graveyard from where Superman was
buried.
Something's going on with the ground, and of course he's not dead, but my dad says that he is. And I'm a bit angry
because he didn't believe you.
Yeah,
that's right. I think you heard his heart beat or something in the coffin or something, mm-hmm. And then in Justice League he actually came back to life, right?
You
didn't watch it?
Justice League, no.
Ah, okay.
But there's so many movies with all these characters.
Yeah.
It's
so many.
For me.
That's true. So many superhero movies, DC and Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
What do you prefer, DC or Marvel? And what is DC again and Marvel? So Marvel, obviously, Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Of course.
The Avengers franchise is Marvel.
And the Avengers is Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Widow...
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, like this, right, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Captain America.
Oh, okay.
Black Panther, which was really cool, that movie.
Oh.
And all these
Wonder
guys...
Woman?
No, that's DC. That's like
okay.
Justice
Wonder
League.
Woman,
yeah.
Superman. Oh, yeah.
And Batman. Batman is the only...
Catwoman?
Yeah, she's also DC, I think. Yeah, right.
Because she's in the Batman movies.
Right. Yeah, she's in that franchise, yeah. I think Batman is the coolest DC hero, or like the coolest famous DC hero. Because I don't like Superman, and I don't like The Flash, and I don't like Supergirl and that kind of stuff.
No. Supergirl is, sorry, again, it's DC. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the Superman, Supergirl, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I think Wonder Woman is Supergirl, isn't she? It's not the same.
That's not the same character, but, well...
She's not his sister.
Superman's sister, you mean? No.
Wonder Woman is not the sister of Superman.
No, she's not.
Supergirl is.
Yeah, or is she his sister?
Yeah, even? Because I watched... six episodes, I think, from the season Supergirl.
From the series,
series
TV show with that girl from Glee and that guy from Teen Wolf, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like Tyler Hoechlin, yeah. Oh, but we're kind of not talking about Jessica Jones anymore, which is not a bad thing, because why not talk about other
heroes? We're ending
up
talking about...
about vacuum cleaners again.
Yes, vacuum cleaners.
Our favorite topic.
Yeah.
Now, where were we going?
And
even like what
did you how
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it that, oh my god, the blonde girl.
Oh, right. Okay.
Journalist.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. The blonde girl, the journalist, like Jessica Jones' best friend, Trish Walker.
Yeah.
I loved her in season one. She was actually probably my favorite character from season one. Okay, well, actually, Jessica Jones was as well, and David Tennant as Kilgrave, of course, because, as you said, he's brilliant. But Trish, I loved her in season one. I think she was such a nice character and such a good friend. And the only family left to Jessica, and I thought her storyline was cool as well with this, you know, this police officer who
took drugs in the end.
Right, and
her boyfriend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her kind of boyfriend during that time, and trained her in Krav Maga or whatever the martial arts,
and that she has that radio or even podcast background.
All right, she was basically you in season one.
Yes.
She was a successful radio personality, right? And of course, she had this background with Patsy, the whole, you know, like childhood star thing, which was a bit sad. And yeah, her abusive mother and stuff. But still, I think she was kind of a...
She came out as a hero, right?
Right.
Like, because she...
She helped Jessica take down Kilgrave.
And still as a normal person.
Right. Without powers, like, But in season two, spoiler, she took it a wholly different direction, like her character, because she wanted to...
To be like Jessica Jones. She wanted to be a hero and wanted to be strong.
Right.
Okay, I can get that, because in the first season, she also trained...
Yeah,
or she did
martial arts. Yeah, because she didn't want to feel helpless and defenseless and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she got to know of the drugs her ex-boyfriend took.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to take them too. Maybe you probably watched the series, so we don't have to tell you that.
No.
But
like the inhaler and all that
stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, come on. She we learned that she's a recovered addict, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she so stupid and takes something that she doesn't know, like the...
I know something I can tell
the ingredients,
you now. A good way to come to the next topic, even, on how to get away with murder. There was a character, the queen! the woman in the prison.
Yeah.
And she also was... addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
And then she came out of the prison. She was free. She was a free person. And then she took drugs again. And then she died.
Yeah, she overdosed, right?
Yeah.
Second day out of prison or something. Yeah.
And Annalise knew that this would happen.
Mm.
So maybe with Trish, it's the same, that drug addicts... There is always a chance that they can take drugs again.
Of course, there's always a chance of a relapse for all addicts or all recovered addicts. That's true, but why would she throw her health and everything? Like, basically, she lost all the positive relations she had in her life, like with Jessica, with Malcolm, right?
Mm.
She lost it all because she wanted to be special or gifted at all costs, and she took the inhaler with these enhancing drugs or whatever in there, and of course she acted like crazy through most of the season.
Right?
No.
No real reason.
And that's... I really hated that development. Like from she became from such a like, she was such a likable person, and in the end, I was like, oh my god, you're doing one horrible thing after the other. Mm. Like,
she killed Jessica Jones' mother!
Yeah, and in front of Jessica!
Yeah.
How unnecessary was that? Like, she shot
her in the head.
In the head, and Jessica, like, in front of Jessica, she, Jessica even had, like, these drips of blood in her face.
Yes.
And oh my god, I was gonna
kill her.
Yeah, yeah, god.
Yeah.
And probably all because she all because she wanted to be a hero and wanted to be probably, yeah, probably it's not because she wants to help people, but because she wants to feel special and wants to be admired by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And like she wants to be such a savior person.
But what do you think will happen in the third season? Obviously, there's something going on in her body.
She is pregnant.
With a superhero.
Yeah. With these powers, right?
Powers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've read a little
yeah.
on her character. She's also like just like Jessica Jones. She's a Marvel cartoon
mm-hmm.
Or comic character. So. Trish is Hellcat in the comics, so she does have supernatural powers or something.
Okay.
So that's probably what's gonna happen. She's
mm-hmm.
gonna have special abilities. Yeah.
How boring.
Yeah. You would have.
So her dream came true.
Yeah, great. You destroyed everything good in your life, but at least you've got powers now.
Yeah.
Great.
So, and Jessica Jones, will they maybe become
a couple?
Yeah, a couple.
No.
No, will they fight against each other? Or,
no. Who knows? I don't know.
Enemies, I mean.
Yeah.
That
is the
word.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows? Because as it is now, they're not sisters anymore. They're not friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Something really, really bad would have to happen to Trish, I think, to redeem her character again. Because in my eyes, she's just a horrible person now.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Even though I want to like her, and I still like the actress because I think she's pretty.
So I think Kilgrave has to
come back
again and kill Trish.
Oh,
finally
god.
Kill Trish.
And then Trish has to come back to life, and then we would be like, aw. We're glad she's back.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Okay, now it's fine again.
No, I don't know. I liked the season, but I think everyone was so selfish.
Yeah.
Except maybe for, not as much as Jessica.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Jessica supposed to be, this anti-hero who's, constantly drinking and...
But with a good heart.
Yeah, that's true.
She was never the first impression was she's selfish, but she was never selfish. But
yeah,
it's weird that everyone else is seems selfish now except her, and I don't know. What do you think about How to Get Away with Murder?
I liked season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think I liked it better than season 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spoilers again. You know, the season that I think season 3 was the season that Wes died, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Pardon moi. An email
popped in.
Email.
Let me think. What happened in season 4? Oh yeah, right. We we had these crazy scenes with Laurel giving birth in the elevator.
Yes.
And
with a dead or not dead baby, and
mm-hmm.
then the guy who shot himself in the head.
Oh shit, yeah.
But he's not dead too.
Yeah, right. He
and then finally
survived.
They found out that the parents of
Wes
ex-girlfriends and wife.
The mother. And
the mother.
Oh shit, what was her name? God, Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel's.
Laurel found out that her parents are the murderers of Wes.
Yeah, or actually her mother. Not
her
dad.
Mother.
Yeah.
she said that.
God, you and your emails coming in.
You can't even.
Here.
But,
okay. Sorry.
I think her mother said that she, someone has to do something against Wes.
Mm-hmm.
and her father didn't know, but in the end it was like a colleague or no.
You mean like
it was someone else who
an assassin,
Wes.
Like
yeah, an assassin.
this Dominique guy, right?
Yeah.
Who got killed by Frank?
Yeah.
In such a stupid, like,
and Laura didn't
out of
want
nowhere
it.
Way, yeah.
But does Laura know now that he killed Wes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But of course, he was just a. It wasn't him who he just did it, but of course he didn't have anything against Wes, and she knows that he was just doing this for someone else, probably her father or her mother. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that was weird, but okay, that's basically what happened in season 4.
Yeah, and the baby survived. Laurel's baby survived. Laurel got her baby back after.
Laura
fighting
got pregnant again. No, no. Joke.
After fighting for the baby with her dad in court and stuff, and the hard drive, you know.
Her dad
is in prison now, right?
Right, her dad is in prison, and the most important episode, the first one, in which Annalise's mother. I think she has dementia, and Annalise was very sad because of that. I didn't know what this had to do with the whole other episodes, but was the first episode.
That's true. Other than her mother showing up in court again and wanting to feed her or something, like, you gotta eat the stew.
Yeah, right.
Anime.
Yes. It's so weird, the family, how the family is with. Sometimes I don't understand how to get away with murder. The storylines, it's a bit weird. Everyone can be a good person. Everyone can be a bad person. Everyone can be a murderer. And now at the end, there was a black guy coming up to going to the high school, I think?
Or university.
Or the university, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
And no one knows who this character is. And I looked it up on some websites, some theories. Mm-hmm. I read some theories, and option one, it's Annalise's son. Option two, it's
Bonnie's
son.
Yeah.
And option three is Wes.
Wes came back from the dead.
Yeah. After a few surgeries.
Oh my god. Performed by Kilgrave. No.
Oh.
I wonder who that is. Probably. I don't know. I think it has
Bonnie's
to be
son.
Bonnie's son. Yeah, because they teased that her baby was alive. But maybe that's just... That would be too obvious. I don't know.
Yeah,
did you... By the way, speaking of obvious and Bonnie, did you think for a second or something that it was Bonnie who died in the car crash before the finale?
No. Because that would have been too obvious. We talked about that before, yeah.
You're clever.
Yeah. It's the same as it was with Wes.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the policeman who everyone
Nate.
Thought
Nate.
Died
yeah, Nate.
In the house of Annalise, yeah.
Yes.
But it was Wes.
Yeah.
It's always someone no one would think of.
Yeah, that's okay, that's true. Okay, then probably it's not Bonnie's son.
Okay, yeah.
And
not Annalise's son too.
So it's Wes.
It's Wes, I think so, yeah.
Now and do you think that Laurel actually killed her mother, because her mother by the end of the season her mother's missing.
Yeah, yeah. That's another good question. So many teasers
or cliffhangers or
I think so, because there has to be another,
big murder mystery
whatever. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Oh, congratulations! Now everyone has murdered someone.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least Bonnie and Annalise are back at good terms with each other now, and Asher and Michaela broke up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because she cheated on him.
She's a bitch. Not just because of the season
This crossover with Scandal.
Is the with The Scandal, is it?
Or just Scandal.
Yeah, with the other series.
Another Shonda Rhimes show. Yeah, that's true.
Crossover. And who is watching Scandal? I've never heard of it before. You?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I don't watch it, and I don't know anyone who watches it. But I think in the US, it's even more famous or popular than How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay, now you have to tell us something about
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. I haven't watched any other episodes after the mid-season finale, so maybe you can tell something about the season finale on Sunday.
Right, okay. I just read something on the season 8 finale of The Walking Dead.
Is it finale or finally?
Finally.
Is it finally?
It's finally the finale of...
The finale.
Well, yeah. Actually, it could be not just the season, but the series finale of The Walking Dead. Because, okay, it's renewed for a 9th season, but...
There would be something in the media about that.
Well, the media reported something on it. Namely,
I reported something.
You. Now it's that... the showrunner, I think his name is Scott Gimple or something, and the showrunner of The Walking Dead announced that after season 8, he will be departing from The Walking Dead and would just be, I think, in a supervisory position of Fear the Walking Dead, you know, the spin-off.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else will take over for him. But he wants to actually conclude everything that happened on The Walking Dead over these 8 seasons in the finale next Sunday.
Okay.
So I don't know what that actually means. Maybe it means that a lot of characters will die, and maybe The Walking Dead will even get some kind of reboot for season 9 and take a completely different direction. I don't know. Maybe Rick won't even be there anymore. I don't know.
Mm.
Or maybe Negan will die.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it just means that there will be a big battle, like this, an end of this all-out war that's been going on for 2 seasons now since Abraham and Glenn died, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My wish is that they will finally maybe try to find a medication or something against the zombies, because that's the problem, actually.
Yeah.
Of course, it's some The kind Walking of cure. Dead is not about the... It's not that the zombies are the problem, but it's that the human beings.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. But who knows what this finale will bring? I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you be sad? Would you be sad if it ended like the story with the characters we know?
Actually, I think yes. But I would be bored too. When there's nothing like that, because there has to be a change.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. What do you say?
I don't know. I think a lot of characters will die, actually, because, you didn't see last week's episode, did you? No. Right. It's been teased that there's going to be a pretty big battle.
Okay.
Negan and his saviors
against
Rick, Maggie, and everything, everyone at the hilltop, like everyone. And I don't know.
I think because that's actually the season we watched the most, of course, because there are so many episodes, so many seasons.
You mean the series we watched
the
most?
The series, from the beginning.
Together, yeah.
4 years ago, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, of course, it will be sad for us, because it's like
our friend!
It's a life
our
catcher.
Baby!
No,
No, that's... My baby!
Let's do! But that's How to Get Away with Murder. We are sometimes doing jokes about, making jokes about how you can...
about talking like these, like, you know, the, previously on AMC's The Walking Dead. That's my line and your How to Get Away with Murder line.
My line is, last hell on hell to get away with murder. Because that's how black people
talk. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Just a joke. Okay. Everyone who knows us know that this is a joke.
Everyone who knows us knows we're fucking racist. No. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'm looking forward to The Walking Dead on Sunday. And I won't spoil you, Dani, once I've watched it. Or maybe I'll wait for you to catch up and we'll watch it together.
Yeah, that would be. Of course we have to watch the... If it's finale. The final episode.
No, it's not going
to
be...
We have to watch it okay, together.
Yeah,
maybe with spaghetti bolognese again.
Yes, spaghetti with tomato sauce and meatballs, like resembling resembling brains and guts.
Yeah.
So yummy.
Yeah.
And watching The Walking Dead while eating it. Mm. Now, okay. Well, okay. This series podcast was kind of a mess, but it was fun.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope you enjoyed it too, even if you don't know Jessica Jones or How to Get Away with Murder or The Walking Dead. But maybe you
just
want to watch it now.
Maybe, yes. And maybe you've just enjoyed listening to our beautiful voices.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, next time... again with I think so Flo and Simona next week.
Yeah, next week. I think the two will be back again. We'll be the four of us again.
And we're talking in German again and not about series.
No. Just about whatever crosses our minds.
Vacuum
cleaners.
Vacuum cleaners. Yeah, let's see.
And hair dryers, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. So we say
bye.
Bye. And see you next time.
On how to get away with... No, wait. No. And see you or listen to or talk to you next time on We After Work. Wir haben Feierabend. Ciao.
Tschüss.
We After Work.
The podcast.
VoiceRepublic.com, home to the spoken word.